baby.
Jonathan Van Ness!
Jonathan Van Ness! Oh my gosh. Okay, so you guys, this is hilarious. I was talking about Las Vegas because Shannon's husband, Scott, is in Las Vegas right now. And I was talking about the time we went there and we went to Circus Circus and Joseph really loved it and I thought it was dirty and gross and I refused to hang out with my family and I stayed in the room and I watched Carrie Strug win the gold medal for the U.S. Olympic team in 1996. Shannon, what was Jonathan Van Ness's first joke?
He told a story about how Carrie Strug won the gold medal for the U.S. in 1996, which only 10% of the audience knew about.
Yeah, most of them had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was one of those Olympic stories that, like there are Olympic stories from before I was born that I even know about. Like, I thought that
Like, if your parents watch ESPN on the reg, like, you catch that. Like, I didn't see Caitlyn Jenner win a decathlon, but I sure as fuck knew all about it.
Right.
I might have, actually. Was that like 84?
I truly don't remember.
I might have. I might be lying. But still, I was like 6, so.
Yeah, or like the Miracle on the Ice, right?
Yeah, I think that was 1980, so I would have been 2.
I would have been not born yet, but I know it is a thing that
happened. But we know that it's a thing that happened.
Like, I thought that Carrie Strug's iconic thing was, like, vault was, like, up there with those, like,
top. When Mary Lou Runner scored the first perfect 10 ever.
Yeah.
In a gymnastics competition.
Right.
Like, that shit you should know, people.
Yeah, these are things you know.
No. Damn millennials.
Oh my gosh. I'm so over people shitting on my generation.
I am an advocate for millennials. I stick up for you all the fucking time.
I know.
I'm always correcting people and their inconsiderate memes.
And a lot of times they're not even talking about that. They're talking about Gen Z. They're talking about the generation behind me. They think millennials are like 20. Bitch, I am pushing 40.
Millennials are called millennials because they came of age, 18 to 20, in the year 2000 at the turn of the millennia.
They were not born then.
That's a whole different generation. Gen Z.
Yeah.
Those are the bitches you're complaining about.
That's right.
Get your generation straight.
Yeah, stop acting like
that. Says the Gen Xer, damn the man over here.
Yeah, you tell them, damn the man. Damn the man, save
so
the
JVN
empire.
So JVN was amazing.
Oh my gosh, he was really
very
good.
Adorable.
He was
great.
Yeah. I was like, somebody needs to just bring him a fucking safety pin, though, hiking up that skirt all night. Jesus Christ.
He's been working out. His skirt went from tight to loose.
Yeah, and he just kept on like pulling it up all evening.
I related, though. We've all had those nights.
Yeah,
where
definitely.
We've just, like, done nothing but pull up a skirt that has gotten way too big somehow, secretly.
Yeah I've had it. Yeah. I've had it happen.
Hashtag real women problems.
I've stretched out LuLaRoe maxis before that were real stretchy, and I'm wearing them, and I just am going.
I have a LuLaRoe, ribbed maxi that is too big for me to begin with.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've washed and dried it on purpose to try to shrink it. And the fucker won't shrink. And after wearing it for 3 hours, it's stretched out from my body heat.
I can't wear it.
And I can't wear it. So I only sleep with it, but I can only sleep in it for one night because it gets so stretched out, it sags in the back.
Oh, no.
Like a backless dress.
Yeah.
So I hike it up under my arms and I shove it under my boobs so my boobs keep it up.
That's funny.
Excuse me. So, yes.
I'm sorry, Fiona.
And who did we run into in line in the freezing cold waiting to get in for the second show?
People. We saw people.
We saw friends. Yay.
We did. We saw friends.
I totally forgot they were in town.
I didn't forget. I thought about it earlier tonight. And
I just had a really busy life. And I knew I really wanted to have dinner with them. But, like, I knew we weren't going to be able to
It just did not happen. Yeah. There was no possible way.
Yeah. kept them warm and entertained.
Gave some hugs. Yeah. And they said that they'd been, like, they were like, we summoned a Manon.
Manon!
Maggie and Shannon. That's our portmanteau.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. Other thoughts about the show? I think that, like, for being as relatively new as he was, that he was really good at comedy. I think that, you know, he needs to practice more, and I can't wait to, like, see him do it again in the future, because I think it'll be tighter and more amazing even then, you know?
Like, I thought he just needs to slow down and enunciate, and I don't know if it was because we were sitting so high or I'm getting old, but I feel like I legit only caught about 3/4 of what he was saying.
Actually, I felt the same way. And it wasn't just that, because I can hear...
Because Jonathan be Jonathan, and he does talk really fast.
He was talking in, like, a performative voice that was softer than his... Like, when he's doing Getting Curious, he's like... Right? And here he was like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. He was like you with your sexy phone voice.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing sexy phone voice into the mic. On stage. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what was happening. So if he just, like, pulled it out and was just as, like, loud as he normally is, or slowed it down just about, like, 15%, I think that it would be that it would be better.
But not bad for a one-man show.
No, not at all.
He's not a stand-up comedian. He's just an amazing person, and we all just wanted to be there to hear whatever the fuck came out of his mouth. He could have sat on stage and read us bedtime stories, and we still would have paid the same amount of money. It could have been called Jonathan Van Ness Reads Grimm.
Yeah, it could
have been. And we would have been all like, yes, queen. And he could have been in a magnificent, like, maleficent outfit reading bedtime stories to us, and we still would have given him all our money.
Or he did the whole thing about, like, working at Applebee's, right? Like, if he had, like, that was obviously, like, made into a comedy bit, but if he just told stories like that from his life that weren't made up, like, that weren't exaggerated,
exasperated into a bit,
I think that would have been fine too. I mean, it was hilarious the way it was, and I'm so glad he worked it out, and they were cute and they were funny, and I laughed, I cackled, I had a wonderful time. I don't want to sound like I'm being critical. I think that it was delightful. But if I just come in here and rave about how amazing it was, then that's boring. So.
It's a constructive sandwich.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah, if you guys, I mean, I don't know. He doesn't have a whole ton of things left. He's headed to Australia. I was looking at the upcoming dates on his website. But if you're in Australia, you don't listen to us. But if you're in Australia, you could go see him.
Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob are still touring, so catch that.
Yeah, both of these were great.
Through near you, so.
Anything else to add, Shannon?
No, just I want to give a shout out to Logan and AJ again and be like, hey, hey, players.
Yeah, it was really great to see you guys, if you listen to this or if you don't.
God damn it, John. If you don't invite us to your next all-girls podcast, I'm going to come over and cut you in your sleep. I'm looking at you. Looking at you, John. God damn it.
Yeah, you tell them. You tell them, Shannon.
Looking at you.
I think that was all I had to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was delightful. That was our first ticket.
These tickets I bought back in April. It is now November 7th ish, 8th ish. And the purchase of these tickets set into motion a cascade. A snowball effect of additional tickets to things all summer long.
So in a way, this was the beginning of the summer.
Of the end.
And the end. It was the beginning because it was the first ones we purchased, and it was the end because it was the last one.
The last thing we attended.
So summer's officially over, which is good because it's 32 fucking degrees outside.
And apparently Northern Michigan's getting 20 inches of snow this weekend. Hooray!
Yeah, that's what our friends told us. So, woof.
All right.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Like a dick.
Like a dick.
Go suck some dick, Maggie.
That was actually very funny, too.
It was funny.
Okay, it was delightful.
Then you just go suck some dick.
Go suck a dick.
Go suck a dick. Just go suck a dick.
Just go suck a dick.
That was funny.
A little voice that tells him what to do.
Just go suck a dick. Just go suck a dick. I was like, yes, now we're getting real.
Yeah. Shannon was like, I have that voice, too.
I used to do that, too. 37 in a row.
Do you?
It was 36. 37?
Yeah, my girlfriend sucked 36 dicks. No, it's 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks
in a row.
Yeah, 37 is correct. Oh my gosh, I'm turning the dick age this year. You're turning dick age?
I'm turning dick age.
High five. Okay, anyway, do you want me to do a regular wrap up or should we just say bye because it's a shorty?
No, we'll do a regular wrap up, yeah.
All right, find us everywhere and interact with us because this is That More Thing and this is That More Thing podcast, so that's where you want to find us. But you can also at me on Twitter. I'm Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And this has been the final wrap-up mini episode of our summer concert series for That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye!
Bye!